you are a fan of The Crown, you might be interested in this next segment because Bradley got an opportunity to go to a place that was featured in The Crown. And he's back, you guys. He's back from vacation. It is now The Complete Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. You went on a cruise that went to...
Dun, 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 dun. Well, okay. The cruise that I was on actually went to Beckway. Have you ever heard of the island of Beckway?
No.
I hadn't either until this cruise. And when I learned that it was part of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, I thought, well, there's an island I know I haven't been to. But it's actually a collection of islands, as a lot of these island nations are in the Caribbean. One of those islands is called Beckway, and it's not a typical stop on a lot of cruises, so it's a smaller port. And we actually, we tendered, so it's like offshore. Basically, the boat drops anchor offshore because the harbor is not deep enough for an actual cruise ship, even though it's a smaller cruise ship.
And then what do you do, swim?
Yeah, you swim.
Oh, my gosh.
You could in this particular case, but they have these little tender boats that you get on, and then they, you know, take you to shore.
Do you get chicken tenders on the little voyage?
Okay. I wish. They should give out chicken tenders on the tender boat. And a lot of people don't like tender boats, but I love it because you get this, you just feel fancy when you're in this little boat and you're going, okay, we're going to leave the big ship, head to this cute little island. Anyway, we pulled up into a place called Port Elizabeth. Named after, of course, Queen Elizabeth.
Wow.
And Beckway was where a lot of people spent the day. We got on another boat, though, right away there at the port to go to an island called Mustique. Now, if you've watched The Crown,
yes,
you maybe have heard of Mustique. Why, Dawn?
Because it's where Princess Margaret convalesced.
It is. She had this little, she ended up being gifted a little plot of land.
Yeah.
On Mustique. And it used to be this quiet little island, has, you know, very, very sort of just quiet past, not a lot, attracting a lot of attention. Well, slowly but surely over time, it became, long story short, it became this incredibly wealthy sort of hideaway for the rich and famous. And now it's one of those places, it's actually run by a company.
Oh.
And so the company determines, like, who can sell, who what can sell.
Wow.
Like, where you can build.
Who you can sell it to?
Yep. All kinds of, like, rules and regulations.
Shady.
Well, I mean, is the world any different, Dawn?
I guess.
Tropical Paradise is no different than the rest of the world. Anyway, they whisked us away on a catamaran, by the way. Was some rough seas for a hot minute. Oof.
Oh, no.
It's the only time on this trip that I got a little, like, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna, like, hang out for a minute and breathe.
Ooh.
But we got to Mustique, and instantly you are just serenaded with the most beautiful, opulent homes.
Oh.
Like, and just gorgeous water, gorgeous scenery. We pulled up on this tiny little dock. We get off, there were a couple taxis waiting, and by taxis, I just mean cars that a few of us got into. It was a small group. We got to head to this island. And then they took us on this beautiful little taxi tour on the island, and the island itself is only, I don't know if I have, 2 square miles.
Oh,
so okay. 2.2 square miles. So it's
tiny.
But every home is gorgeous. Like, the cheapest home is like millions of dollars.
Of course.
The most expensive home is like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, my Lord.
But there were two things that I was most excited about. Princess Margaret, because that's where she stayed.
Wow.
She had a plot of land on Mustique. And also, do you remember the scenes of her plane flying into Mustique?
Yeah.
We saw the airport, which is literally the same that you see on the show. It's like this tiny little runway where prop planes, no jet planes can actually land. It has to be like this tiny little prop plane. And then the other thing was, we saw where Kate and William had their honeymoon.
Oh my gosh, is that the same property?
No, not same property. This
Princess
giant,
Margaret's?
I don't know who, it was not Princess Margaret's. I don't know who owned it when they stayed there, but I know who owns it now. And it's owned by Kelly Ripa. So literally we were like, we pull over and he's like, yeah, that's Kelly Ripa's house.
That's where Princess Margaret lived?
No.
Where William and Kate had their honeymoon, Kelly Ripa now has property there.
She bought that house. And I think, I didn't do the math, but I'm assuming, because for those of you who remember us broadcasting during lockdown / the pandemic, we talked about Kelly Ripa being sort of incognito.
Oh, okay.
And she was in the Caribbean somewhere. I'm assuming this is where she was.
Yes.
So she was, and we asked a lot of questions like people said, like, how was the pandemic here? And they said they were very busy because there were a lot of people on the island who came to the island.
Yeah, the rich people were like, we got to go to our island so we, you know, can get away from this disease that we don't know anything about.
Nobody on the island passed, thankfully, from COVID.
Did anyone get COVID? I don't.
They didn't say that, so I don't know for sure. But
probably not.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you're in paradise and alone with a bunch of other rich people who have their own, you know, acres of homes. So anyway, that was totally fascinating. Just to feel like it didn't feel like the. I mean, it just felt like a very private experience. And then the whole time, I just kept thinking, like, how come we're here? Right? Like, why did they let us booze? Because literally they took us on this fabulous little taxi ride around this island, showing us, like, you know, the Merrill Lynch guy's house and the, like, all these rich people, just naming all these famous Formula One people and banking people, celebrities, Mick Jagger, like all these people. And I'm like, how come we're on this?
How come I get to come here?
They pulled over to this beautiful villa that overlooked the dock and we had a beautiful lunch.
Oh, you mean they let you get out?
Yeah, and they fed us.
I thought maybe they just drove you around. Keep moving.
No.
Or they'll know we're here.
We got out and we got to have lunch.
Oh.
Overlooking this port. And then there's a fun bar that's like right at the dock. So we went down to the bar and everybody kind of had a drink.
Do you think they built the bar for the tourists?
Well, it's for everybody on the island. So, like, literally, had we stayed there, I guarantee, like, we would have, you know.
Run into
Because the celebrities
someone.
Will just, like, come down and listen to the live music and have a pina colada or whatever.
That's amazing.
It was so cool. It was a lot of fun.
One of the most memorable experiences probably that you'll have.
Well, one of many memorable experiences, but what I will say is I think everybody on that trip was obsessed with The Crown. So we talked a lot about The Crown and then we got back on the boat, went across back to Beckway, and on Beckway, there's this island called, or not island, beach called Princess Margaret Beach. And that we went and swam at the beach basically for a while. And the reason it was named Princess Margaret Beach is because it was a place on the island that she used to love to go because it was away from the paparazzi and the cameras. Mm-hmm. Now, because it's called Princess Margaret Beach, everybody goes there.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, which by everybody, it's not a ton of tourists on that island, but,
right. You
know, there is no privacy on that beach anymore. Aww. But it was just cool to be like, this is where Princess Margaret was.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I love stuff like that. Well, I'm sure you had a great time. Now, was this tour booked through the cruise or a separate? Oh, it was an excursion that the cruise. I thought maybe you sought it out.
No, this is one. I did not know that going to Mystique was a possibility because I've always said, I want to go to Mystique. I want to see what it's like. But, you know, you have to be rich and famous.
Mm-hmm.
There is a hotel on Mystique and you can stay there. But I think, like, the cheapest, the guide said that, like, on off season, like, the cheapest fare you might pay for a night was like $500, which that's not that bad.
No, not for Mystique.
But the average, you know, night stay is, you know, $2,000 to $3,000, I think, high season, upwards of like $5,000 to $10,000, depending on what kind of accommodations you want. So I'm never staying on Mystique. So the fact that we got to just, like, tootle over on a boat.
Yeah.
You know, and gawk as tourists was pretty cool.
If I paid that much for a room per night, I would stay up all night because I don't want to sleep my thousands of dollars away.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, well, I just slept through $1,000.
Exactly. I would be out walking the streets because there's these tiny little roads and I'd be like, okay, who's famous here? Who am I going to see?
Yeah.
It was fabulous. So anyway, I can highly recommend it if you're obsessed with The Crown like we are. Try
Explora
to find
your,
Explora
is the cruise that you were on.
Yep. And I don't know. I'm assuming other cruises stop there, but if I could get there.
You can tee.
Now, we should probably check in with our good friend Stephanie Hansen, which, by the way, she was like right behind us in St. Bart's.
Oh.
She's down there. Her husband, Kurt, they sail on an actual boat.
Yes, yes.
I need to ask her because I think she could probably just float up to
Mystique.
Mystique.
Ooh.
Maybe she'll take us on her boat sometime.
Fancy.
All right. enough of that. Hey, speaking of the British, I think you have a story about Elizabeth Hurley when we come back.
Yes, very different from the one we just talked
about. Mostly about the creepy relationship between her and her son. Great. Mm-hmm. When we come back right here on My
Talk 107.1.
Dawn here for David and his team at First Equity Mortgage. When I moved to Minnesota, I went into his office knowing nothing about buying a home. And by the time I left, I was confident it was possible and I could start looking that day with a loan from First Equity. Here's a note from customers Elizabeth and Tim who chose First Equity instead of a big bank. Our experience with Torben was exceptional. He has a vast array of knowledge and was accessible and easy to grasp. His kindness, patience, and excitement for us meant everything. That is so awesome. Buying a home or refinancing can be one of the biggest decisions you make in your life, and David and his team is right there for you. And my partner and I ended up refinancing through David, and we were amazed at the low rate that he found us. So call him just like many other My Talkers have done. Call David at 763-251-8000 or find his info on our My Talk website, keyword David.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn with Bradley. He is back from his cruise where he had such a great time. Yes. If you missed the first hour, we talked about it at the beginning and at the beginning of this hour as well. So all throughout the show, make sure and download our podcast to hear all of that great stuff, all that great information, all that great information
for
you about perfumes that you can get that are curated just for you.
It's
and
true.
Going to Mustique,
the
island of not Misfit Toys, but Princess Margaret.
The island of misfit princesses.
Yes, exactly. Okay, we have to talk about Liz Hurley or Elizabeth Hurley.
What's going on with Liz?
Well, Liz, we have heard some rumors about Liz before. So going into this article makes it creepy when you hear the blind items. The blind items have been that she has some type of a relationship with her son that is beyond mother and son.
Oh.
And that there was another person involved.
Oh.
And so that's really not most people's cup of tea. She hasn't been open about that. You know,
not
it's not
most people's cup
most
of tea.
People.
I think it's safe to say
nice.
All people disapprove generally
of incest.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that was
and
really
also,
weird. We're
that's
not
blind
sure.
items.
Exactly. We don't know.
It's a bunch
know.
Of hooey and gossip for all we know, but it does paint a picture about the story you came across.
Yeah. Yeah. The story that I found. Okay. So Elizabeth Hurley felt safe filming sex scenes directed by her son.
Okay, I don't even think you need all of those blind items to be ooked out by the story.
Exactly.
Because just the thought of your son, like me, like directing my mother in a sex scene makes me want to hurl.
Hurley.
It makes me want to hurley, right? Like, I think
yeah.
most people would be like, wait a minute, I'm not doing that. So what is this? What is she saying?
She is saying that she admits she didn't mind filming sex scenes for her latest movie because her 21-year-old son, Damien, was directing. It's called Strictly Confidential. The trailer features some racy scenes between her and an actress, Pear Chiravera. Now, She hasn't really done some of these things in movies before, but because her son was there and made her feel a lot more comfortable, she felt safe filming these scenes.
Hmm.
Now, so if you are... Now, before, she had some bikini shots that were a couple of months ago where she's like, my son Damien took these of me, and they're very provocative.
Yeah.
And it just made me creeped out just that.
It reminds me of that mother-son relationship in Only Murders in the last season, where they always kiss so awkwardly, and everybody's like
on the lips.
Yeah, like,
so she says, having him there meant that I felt safe and looked after, and they did a joint interview together with Access Hollywood. She says, it's kind of liberating to work with your family. A lot of people might find the situation odd. He definitely said that.
She said that. Yeah.
And he said people find this really controversial. And he said that show business has been a fundamental part of his entire life. So for us, it's just not a thing. It's part of business. And that she says her son puts her at ease. I'm relaxed in front of him. He looks after me. It's relaxing knowing someone is behind the camera who looks out for you.
Yeah, I would just be awkward. I'm sorry. I don't care. Any family member, period, that I'm going to have to direct sex scenes in, it's just going to be like, you know what? Why don't you just, I'm going to have Al over here. He's going to take charge. I'm going to go get a sandwich.
Yeah.
While you do this scene. Now, I guess it probably also depends on like what we're talking about in terms of a sex scene. It's not like, you know.
It's her and another woman.
Yeah. But I mean, is it like, I don't know.
How
guess,
do you direct her though? Do you go, okay, mom, put your kiss hand her deeper.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, mom, now.
Okay. Now we're all uncomfortable.
I need you to move your head so we can see the tongue action.
No,
anything you say is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, hey, mom, can you please
what's going
looking
on over there,
deep
Mike?
Into her eyes?
On the set, he has to call her Elizabeth or Liz, because when you just keep saying how you're saying it and say mom every time, it's just too
much. Hey, mom!
You can't do that.
Put your tongue down her throat.
You can't. No.
Oh, my God. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, Liz. Hey, Liz, can you just slap her on the behind over there?
Slap her on the behind. It looks like in some of the stills, they're drinking champagne together. There's some deep kissing going on. Now, this is beside the point. This is just an anecdote, but her son is a model, and they kind of look alike.
Okay.
So, but not. Like, he's a model, and you can tell he's a model. He just has the bone structure of
cheekbones for years.
Yeah, he does. But he's a good-looking guy, and that shouldn't be connected to this story. Like I said, it's an anecdote.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing.
I don't know. I don't want
to
say, and so it's okay, because his mom is so attracted to him, being his offspring. Never mind.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just going with the blinds, you know? I mean, I think it's disgusting.
All right. Thank you for that update, Dawn.
You're welcome. Any other updates I have, I'll bring them to this show.
Please do. When we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, we need to talk about Kate, especially this video that purports to show Kate Middleton at a farmer's market. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? We'll be right back.
Entertainment.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Your teeth, your dental health are beyond important. They are not only important for your smile and, you know, whenever you're taking photos and you want to look your best, but your dental health is connected to your overall health. And so regular checkups are super duper important, because sometimes they can connect to underlying medical conditions or issues that are going on. And so getting a dentist to check your teeth on a regular basis is very critical. Now, if you're going to do that, why not do that with one of the best dentists in the Twin Cities? Turns out my dentist is just such a dentist. That's Dakota Dental. I've been going there for years, and you will love the experience, whether it is those regular checkups to make sure everything's in tip-top shape, or if it's not, to give you a dental plan of action. Dakota Dental is there from the moment you make the appointment until you're sitting in that chair. Call DakotaDental.com today. Tell them Bradley sent you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sweet Tarts dare to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
7-1. You know.
Taking a look at your Channel 5 Eyewitness News forecast. We are getting up to a high of 49 for the day today with a mostly sunny sky. Tonight, skies will be clear as we drop down to 23. Pretty windy, though, for the overnight tonight. That's going to continue into tomorrow. 35 the high and a mostly sunny sky for the day tomorrow. Then clouds and some snow rolling in for the rest of this week. It is sitting at that high of 48 right now here at My Talk 107.1.
She has been seen in public. All the rumors are going to stop, and now everything's okay. But is it?
That's a lie.
Bradley's been on vacation. He's back. We need to catch him up on all of the conspiracy theories first about
Kate
where
Spiracy.
She's been. Kate Spiracies, yes.
Yeah, so I did see somehow floating on the high seas this alleged photo, family photo taken of her. And honestly, I was like, that looks like a publicity photo from like 5 years ago. What's going on? And then I saw, the reason I saw this, honestly, is I turned on the BBC News and they were like, the Duchess Kate has released a statement, or Buckingham Palace has released a statement.
Sure.
And basically it was Kate like, I'm bad at Photoshop. And I was like, are you kidding me? What is going on?
Yeah.
Dawn, what did I miss?
Well, first there was that, and boy, the TikTokers just absolutely destroyed the picture. One of them like pinpointed the actual appearance that they made in November at a charity event where they were helping out and things like that. Her and the kids, they're the same outfits, just different colors. So
oh,
they
God.
Basically just, you know, even proving that the sweater that she bought, she has a cream-colored sweater of that color, but that company only makes that sweater in cream, and so it's Photoshopped because it's dyed dark blue, so you can mask her hair Photoshop, and all, I mean,
essentially,
it was a lot.
What I love about this, and people think, like, that's crazy, why is somebody going to that effort? Well, what I will say is because people follow the fashion of royals so much, it's mm-hmm. actually not that hard to find out exactly what she's wearing when, because it's like people talk about this constantly
oh,
and they
yeah.
keep
everything
track of it.
She wears.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that somebody can then do this legwork,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah.
Okay, so that photo was clearly a hot mess express.
It was.
I also think that they threw Kate under the bus by making her say that like she was just bad at Photoshop. I'm like, she did not make that photo.
No,
that
she
is
did
not her.
And they've never admitted that wasn't.
Her.
That photo didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, people are like, the chestnut tree in the back, that's not blooming right now. And the grass isn't that color. And, you know, it was obviously taken. That's just a backdrop that they used. Anyway.
Okay, so that
happened. Was suspicious. That put fuel on the fire. People are like, people said that, well, first we had the rumor that there was a real man, Pippa's ex-boyfriend, who Kate had become close to, that there was a rumored affair, this aristocrat guy. He actually ended up dead There was a real death.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
And so the story was that William killed him and killed Kate.
Okay.
Because he caught them in this torrid affair and he just got... I mean, that was the one that was like,
I mean,
I don't see William as a murdering type of man. I just
He did throw his brother to the ground.
I made that point, too. And he landed on that dog bowl that cut up his back.
Yeah.
He was rageful in that moment. So what can you imagine?
I just feel like, I don't know. That seems like a stretch. Okay. So
and then
there's
that. Miss Shrewsbury or Miss Hanbury.
Yeah. Kate Hanbury, or not Kate, what's her name? Rose Hanbury.
Rose Hanbury. Were you there for that? It's hard to remember. Were you around
rumor? But I know that there were headlines about how she denied affair rumors.
Yeah.
Recently.
So there was the case for that Kate found out about there, and she was just refusing to be with him. Their marriage was breaking up. That she just left, and that she... just she's isn't like, in out. The hospital, and she's like, I'm not doing
and so now
this.
They have a body double who has to show up as her, because like, what are we going to do? Where's Kate?
That's exactly right.
Okay, I kind of love that. That would be like a great movie.
And then there was the rumor that King Charles had died.
Okay.
And that they were just redirecting our attention, which, if that's the case, they've done a good job.
Also, but that begs the question, why would they need to, like, he's going to die. Probably sooner
Richard Simmons says...
We're all dying.
We're all dying.
Right? I'm just saying, like, a 70... Is he 70 or 80-something?
I think he's 70-something.
A 70-something-year-old man with cancer, he's probably got limited time on planet Earth. And also, he inevitably will die, as we all do, and it will be shocking news that everybody will have planned for, because that's the thing. That's what you do with the king, right? So you wouldn't need to hide his death. Because
they're
his
just scrambling. The story is they're scrambling to try to get William acclimated to becoming the king. And Kate's surgery didn't happen.
Okay. I don't know. That
and
one seems like a
there's
stretch.
Another one that has to do with because there was an ambulance called.
Oh.
Remember? Or maybe you weren't here for that part.
An ambulance call.
So an ambulance came to Kensington or wherever they live. And so it wasn't necessarily a planned.
Oh, no. I do remember there was some sort of there was this talk that there were complications after the surgery. Right, Mike?
We could have made that up.
No, it was from. Oh, man. There was
that was early on.
It was very early on. It was a reporter for a different country. They had a reporter who was there. I can't remember where she was from, but she was saying there was emergency.
Oh, Italy.
Dispatch. Italy. There you go. Yeah,
Italy.
Yeah.
Or Italy or Spain.
Something. Yeah.
Greece. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But yeah, so there's that whole suspicion. Then there's the she had to have she had an unplanned pregnancy from the aristocrat. And so that was, and then there were complications with that unplanned pregnancy. Then there's also rumors about like that she has disordered eating and that maybe she had taken a lot of pills or needed surgery because of her disordered eating.
You know, who knows? Can we talk about the fact that this video they're showing right now? So they put out this stock photo that's a lie, clearly, we can all admit. That is not Kate Middleton in real time.
Yeah.
Now, maybe she doesn't want to be seen because maybe she's been through some stuff. And right, surgery can take its toll.
You're not moving around a lot. Your face can get puffy. I mean.
The only other photo we had was this grainy photo of her allegedly out with her mom. And it looks like Weekend at Bernie's. Like they have a corpse sitting in the passenger seat.
That could have been the body double.
Because the makeup and everything just looked like, which I could see like she's sick. They're like, just put some makeup on her, stick her in a car and drive her around.
Big sunglasses. Yeah.
But then they released this video yesterday afternoon of allegedly, supposedly William and Kate at a farmer's market.
Yeah.
Apropos of nothing.
A
saying
farm
like
shop.
She's not going to go out in public. You're not going to see her until Easter. And then all of a sudden, they found some video of her, which, by the way, remind me if I'm mistaken, they didn't release the video at first because the tabloid said they didn't have any video.
Yeah, the Sun reported on it. We talked about it yesterday. The Sun said she was out at a farm shop which I'm like, what is a farm? They've always got some weird words, farmer's market, I guess. It's called the Windsor Farm Shops.
Okay.
So was it just created for royals to go there and pretend shop for vegetables?
Oh.
Either way, they're coming out of the farm shop. There are TikTokers, Mike sent us one today, that are breaking down the fact that that is actually her body double.
Now, I will say one of two things. It could be totally not, I could see, like, I'm kind of fine with people saying it's not her at all.
Yeah.
Because if you watch that video, it does not look anything like the Kate Middleton we've known. The only thing I will say is if it is her, she has been through some stuff. Because that looks like a former shadow of herself. And...
well,
it looks like she has lost like 50 pounds. I mean, the person that's walking on that video is markedly thinner and more just like thinner and lankier than what we know Kate Middleton to be.
I feel like she's pretty thin and lanky, though,
yeah.
And
well,
tall.
This, but this person this is even,
so this,
really thin and
this
lanky.
This body double makes money off of just making appearances as Kate Middleton.
So you
she
think that
shockingly
that's
like her.
William and they just were like, go hang out with...
They're saying that that's not even William in the TikTok.
Well, what do you think?
I think it's William. Even when you blow it up, his profile is very... That is William's face.
Yeah, I didn't question that that wasn't William because they have it. But they do have a hat on, which lends to speculation, right? Because the hat covers his eyes.
Yeah. I did a little zooming in like the TikToker did. The one thing I noticed about them leaving this farm shop, farmer's market, whatever, with two bags of... whatever, she's walking fast.
Yeah, and
like
smiling.
Either
way too
she
much.
Is not Kate, and they're trying to get to the car as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So there isn't a lot of video.
Yep.
Or she really has recovered.
Because
people don't. I don't walk that fast normally.
She does not look like the TikToker that Mike sent us. Points out like the cheekbones are totally different on this person,
and they're the same of the double though.
The only thing I could think of was she has been through like she is really struggling following that surgery. But the person walking through that foot like on that footage doesn't look like they're struggling to move or anything.
No, it's like they're fast walking.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
what do you think, Mike?
In the world of royals, and I've sent you guys a picture because there's also some AI footage that somebody utilized to try to create an AI image of what that actually looks like. Because, again, the footage looks like it was shot on the original iPhone. Like, I don't understand how we couldn't have gotten better video than this. But it was shot really poorly. But if she did just have this abdominal surgery, and like in the world of the royals where there's like, you know, curtsying involved and there's all these different routines, she's just walking around with this bag in her hand too.
No security.
Like, why is she holding on to this really heavy, seemingly heavy bag?
Yep.
That's not real. That's not her. No chance.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I'm here for it. I am here for the Kate-spiracy. At first, I don't know.
I feel like if it is her, what if it's just the body doubles of both of them having a little fun?
I feel like that's the most likely scenario.
Like, it is the body double, but she's like, let's just go out and...
We could solve this crisis in 5 seconds. Because when you look at photos of her online, there are so many clear, resolute photos and video of Kate Middleton. There is absolutely no reason why the only two things we've been treated to since this controversy... are grainy ass photos and video that we can barely make out.
Somebody's hiding behind a car in a parking lot. I mean, maybe
that's why I think something is wrong because they're being intentionally obtuse and obstructive.
It could be both of their doubles because the dude is wearing a hat. And if you don't have the same head shape or hair as William, that would be hard to replicate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe they're just having some fun. And there was no warning because it's not them.
Yeah.
And so nobody was there to take pictures or stop them, or it was just so quick.
Or she's been abducted by aliens. It's fine.
We've never introduced aliens into this.
Well, it's always aliens, isn't it?
What?
Don't you think that it's always aliens? Like her and Taylor Swift?
That
is a very Nordic alien look.
Oh, yeah.
In that video. That's an alien.
Yeah. Well, we've solved it, guys.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, you liked some kombucha?
I did until I researched a little more into this.
That is the most random thing I've heard all day.
Okay, well, I like kombucha, and then I just wanted to see, oh, who's this person that founded this that talks about things on the bottle? And then I did a deep dive, and now I will never, ever buy this kombucha again.
See, I told you it was going to be random. When we come back right here on My Talk.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Little blind spot.
Hey, it's Bradley. Have you been thinking about window treatments for your home, but you've been holding out for a good deal? Well, I have good news. That deal is happening at Little Blind Spot with the Hunter Douglas Style and Savings Event. Now through April 1st, you can get a $75 rebate per shade when you purchase 4 to 10 Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades, Pirouette Window Shadings, Silhouette Window Shadings, or Vignette Modern Roman Shades, including Power View Automation. Other exclusions and restrictions apply, so ask for details. Hunter Douglas window treatments are a smart investment. Apart from the design improvements, there are many practical benefits. They improve the lifespan of your furniture, the quality of sleep you get at night, and even the amount you pay in energy bills. Every penny you can save counts these days, and so does supporting local. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today or online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
A little blind spot, we're big on service.
Don't you wish sometimes you didn't Google something? Welcome to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. I'm not talking about us. You can Google us all day long and listen to our podcast.
I mean, good luck. You're not going to find much.
No.
Well, I don't know what you got out there. You got any?
I have no idea, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Okay. But anyway.
I'm going to do that for
please
you.
Don't. Please. No emails either from Donna people that have done it.
Google.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about a product that I am a big fan of until I read an article that I read about the owner.
Oh. Okay.
So the most popular kombucha out there is, now I'm not into trashing businesses or companies or whatever. But
you're going to do that.
But I am, because there's a lawsuit that just a judgment came down upon this individual.
How did you find this story? Because you're talking about the Booch, the GTs.
Yeah, the Booch. GTs. And
which, by the way, I love their, they do, I don't drink Booch, but I drink the kefir, water
yes.
kefir that they have.
Yes.
So I'm
you
very familiar with this brand.
Yes. So you'll usually see them, it says GTs Synergy raw kombucha, and there's one that's Gingerade that I'm obsessed with. I love the taste so much. I love it. It's only 50 calories for the whole bottle. It's good for you, blah blah blah. So on the side of the bottle, I'm just looking yesterday, and it says for my mother, because I'm like, who's GT Dave? I want to find out more about this person. So it says for my mother on the bottle. In 1995, I began bottling my organic raw kombucha in my childhood kitchen after witnessing how much my mother, Lorraine, relied on it during her battle with breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
From that moment, it became my life's purpose to honor, protect, and share this sacred beverage for you to enjoy. Peace and blessings, GT Dave. So I Googled GT Dave. I was really just like, what's he look like? Who is this guy? And I found an article from the LA Times from last August about a lawsuit that had come to a close. There's another one, by the way, going on against his company, GT's Living Foods. Then I find out that his home kitchen that he created this in 95, his Bel Air home, which I'm fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like a rags to riches story when you read it on the bottle. So he started it in his Bel Air home, and now the company is worth $275 million.
Okay.
Not a small company.
So it's a big company now.
They're in Target,
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, Walgreens everywhere you go.
So, I will say, too, from the like little reading I've done, again, when it comes to like living foods, mm-hmm. like whether it's the kombucha or the kefir, water kefir drinks that they make, they are better than a lot, because a lot of kombucha, people don't realize, that is like slightly pasteurized, so it doesn't really have any of the good stuff in it.
Right.
Because it's hard to keep that stuff bottled without it exploding.
Right. So raw kombucha.
So they actually seem to be like one of the more genuine makers of living products.
That's right. Now, he is a billionaire, according to Forbes.
Not surprised, because every damn bottle, those are expensive.
They're like, I mean, I've given him a lot of my money over the years.
Sometimes they're like $4 for a bottle.
I think it's like $5 for that bottle for me. Anyway, so he says, he told the Times in 2008, people's energy has an influence on the quality of the kombucha. Then he told a story about the dark energy surrounding one early employee who was suffering from depression, then died of a heart attack, and it caused the kombucha to go bad.
Oh,
so now we're getting in some weird territory here where your energy can affect the kombucha. Okay. So then let's talk about the lawsuit. We don't have a lot of time here.
Yeah, what's the lawsuit?
The ruling filed last week in L.A. County Superior Court, David's Kombucha Company subjected a number of workers to deplorable and abusive and disturbing working conditions in the factory for about 4 years. They were a lot of undocumented workers who had no idea about their rights, who were working 12 to 14 hour shifts without adequate breaks or overtime pay. And they also were so hot in this factory that they would sweat into the vats of kombucha.
Ew.
Now,
people were just like sweat.
They were sweating. And then one guy was a whistleblower on this, and he was retaliated against. So they would, because of the environment in there, they would put him in hot. He would sweat, and then they would put him in the freezer to do the cold work back and forth as retaliation for him, you know, bringing a lawsuit against GT Dave. So on the stand, there's so many stories, and I'll put a link on our show links page about how awful that these people were treated. So he has to pay $450,000 restitution to 11 workers. There's another lawsuit because there are thousands of people now that work there. But on the stand, he told the story of the man, like, I would never do this because I care about people and I care about my kombucha is made with care. Then he tells the story. Apparently, this is the story he tells.
Okay.
On the stand to this judge about how this man and his wife was cheating on him. He was depressed. And then he died of a heart attack. How his bad energy affected the kombucha.
Okay.
And she said to him, so you started out having a company that was for people, and then did you ever know that you were going to end up creating an environment that causes people to be depressed and suppressed? Was that a part of your plan? He didn't. He's like, I'm being taken advantage of because my small company is being...
Oh, they just want money. Oh,
you're a $275 million company. I don't think so. So,
well, Don, what are you going to do?
I'm never going to drink this again. It's so good, but I am not going to support a company that treats its workers that way.
No, that's a good thing to not do.
Another thing they had to do, they had to sign their time cards. A lot of them didn't know how to read English.
Was he like remorseful at all, or any indication that he learned a valuable lesson about?
He's just a liar. She even said, if this comes before a trial, I'll tell them that you're not a believable, credible you're not credible at all. So I'm like,
more booch for you. Start making your own.
I'm not going to mess with that.
Why? So easy. It's just a little bit of stuff.
Mike.
In a glass jar.
He makes his own kimchi. He makes his own kefir, his own bread. He mills his own flour. This guy is telling me that making raw kombucha.
It's just
if you screw it up, you might die.
You're not going to die. You're not going to die. In fact, your
daughter
less...
can't be here today for work because she made her own raw kombucha.
She has the traps.
She's no GT Dave. So be careful what you buy.
You're just going to have to put a lot of love into that box. Do they have other brands that you can buy readily, or are you going to be screwed?
Oh, there's a lot of other brands.
We need to source some booch for you.
Some booch.
That's what the kids call it.
The mighty booch.
All right. Thank you, Dawn, for the
GT Synergy.
When we come back here on the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, from booch to death.